WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
When you're watching the weather and reading various weather discussions, you might come across the phrase dew point depression. Now, this has nothing to do with the psychological health of the dew point. Instead, it refers to a temperature difference. That is, the difference between the temperature and the dew point temperature. Most times, the reference is probably to the difference at the surface, but the reference can be made to any elevation in the atmosphere. Dew point depression is calculated by simply subtracting the dew point temperature from the air temperature and is often abbreviated as TDD. The smaller the difference, the wetter the air is, and the higher the relative humidity will be. So what is the significance of the dew point depression? Now, one useful application is for cloud heights. Typically, when the dew point depression at the surface is small and lifting does occur, clouds will have bases at low heights. Now, if the TDD is large and surface lifting occurs, then clouds will have a higher base. TDD can play a role in severe weather. Severe weather can be enhanced when the atmospheric profile displays a dry mid-level layer. This dry layer, with TDD greater than about 10 degrees centigrade, enhances evaporative cooling, so downdraft strengths will be higher. The evaporative cooling in this dry layer will also lower the freezing level, which helps to improve conditions for hail to occur. And finally, a low TDD, along with lifting, will produce precipitation. Precipitation production is easier to achieve when nearly saturated air is lifted as compared with lifting drier air with a larger TDD. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.